Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, more speeches praising Kamala Harris. ABC's Christiane Cordero is there.
Harris's husband, the first second gentleman of the United States, Doug Emhoff, in primetime.
Kamala has fought against anti-Semitism and all forms of hate her whole career.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama taking a swipe at Donald Trump.
Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
And former President Barack Obama.
America's ready for a better story. We are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
There were protests outside the convention hall and police in riot gear, making more than a dozen arrests. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East once again. There was no ceasefire deal agreed upon. Moscow coming under one of the largest attacks yet by Ukrainian drones, more than 40 of them destroyed before they reached their intended targets. This is ABC News. A Virginia man in critical condition after being accidentally shot by a toddler. Police say the man put a gun on a chair as he was getting ready to leave the house, and his girlfriend's two-year-old apparently pulled the trigger. Nobody else was hurt. Another issue with some Boeing jets, this time with seats in the cockpit. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
The FAA will require inspections of all cockpit seats on Boeing 787 Dreamliners after a captain's seat in one of the planes moved accidentally and disconnected the autopilot system. It happened during a flight between Australia and New Zealand back in March. Regulators received four other reports from Boeing of unintentional movements in cockpit seats. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Fresh raids today in Romania at the home of infamous influencer Andrew Tate. He is already facing charges there, including human trafficking and rape. Now there are new allegations, including charges involving children and money laundering. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules.
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 60 months with no money down and equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, listen for updates plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris rallied a crowd of thousands at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum Tuesday night.
We are not going back. We will move forward. Just like Wisconsin state motto tells us, forward!
Her speech was streamed to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And earlier in the day, a visit from the Trump-Vance campaign, Republican nominee for Vice President J.D. Vance, came to Kenosha.
We are going to end sanctuary cities in this country. We're going to bring back pro-law enforcement cities. We're going to support the death penalty for drug dealers because they kill far more people than some of the most violent and vicious criminals.
We're now 2.5 months away from the election, so no doubt we'll keep seeing lots of each campaign here in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched 7 innings, allowing the Cardinals just one hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. it's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick Edgerrin Cooper is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. I think that was the longest I've been without playing football, so, and just missing out and stuff like that. So it was real, it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. You just have to do what you can do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
T. Schwaba.
The Next Nightlight is only available to stream on Facebook, X, and YouTube. But that won't stop us. Comedian and TV host Mike Toomey joins the show and Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
What a great forecast. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Well, yes. It's going to be great. It's going to get a little muggy, but we got to enjoy today. Today's awesome. Today's like the best.
I went for my walk yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, if I could have every day, if every day could be, is there some place in the country where every day would be like this?
We'd all be there. No, that's like fall. It's a season of change. People love fall, but there's no place in the world where it's always fall.
I even met one of the ladies that lives here. Wonderful, like, nicest lady, and she always takes her little dog for a walk and everything. And she even said, "Isn't this wonderful?
Yeah.
It's so wonderful being outside on a day like this.
No humidity.
It was perfect.
It was. That was like a perfect day. So no, today's a good day, but it does get a little bit warmer and muggy. But that's all right. It's going to be snowing and
well, this day's for us.
I thought that was yesterday. It was radio day.
No.
Yeah, it's another day, Jim, and yes, I think you might fall into that category.
What do you mean?
Senior Citizens Day.
Oh, yeah, we are. Did you?
Hate to say it, but we are.
Did you see that lady?
You know what bugs me, though? So I'm doing all this fitness type stuff and diets. And I
You're
look
saying
at,
it, yeah.
Yeah, and they have those charts and everything. They, after 65, they just like, yeah, there's no more category. Just like, just do it. You know what? Or it's almost like, just do what you want.
It's like 65 plus, if you notice.
Yeah,
so that's a huge range.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, just enjoy life.
Whatever you got left.
Exactly.
But do you see that lady that died, the oldest lady in the world died?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she's 117.
Wow.
She died. She was born in California, but she ended up moving to Spain. Maybe she was 119. The next lady that's up, that's in the bullpen now, is 117.
Wow.
But anyway, there's 700 and there's almost 800,000 centenarians.
800,000? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
In the world.
Wow.
And there's...
Where do most of them live?
You know, I didn't really get into that, but it's got to be that whole blue zone thing.
Isn't there some research that certain areas...
Totally. Don't think it's Green Bay, Wisconsin, Johnny, but I don't know. I think it's the UP.
Passes and Saunas.
You know why they live so long? Because they don't know how to add it all up, maybe. I don't know. But the and then there's like 60 or 70,000 that are over 110.
Wow.
I think. I have to look at that. But anyway, she died yesterday, so. But she had a pretty.
Did she? Like,
think
a
about
long
that.
Life.
Two world wars. You know, obviously, yeah. She survived COVID at 113 years old.
Wow.
She was in Japan.
It was
This says in the wake of her death, the oldest person living now is in Japan.
Yeah,
no,
she's
I
in Japan.
There's been a few of them like that in Japan. Haven't there been? Or China? Somewhere oriental.
It does look, Jim, like you were talking about those blue zones. According to what I'm seeing, Japan, Italy,
so those are
Greece, California.
They work. They're healthy. They eat
Why
off
California,
land.
Though?
They have Northern California. That is totally Little Italy. And not little, but you know, they're on the parallel. It's just they eat, they work. It's a very
I'm sure they
tight,
drink red wine.
Right. And it's a tight-knit socialization, which they say is very important for longevity. I don't know, but they've studied that. And there are some people out of those 60, 70,000 people, or out of the 779,000 people that are over 100, that's in the world. But in the United States, my guess is a lot of them live in Northern California. But I don't know that. I just would guess that because of that whole blue zone
thing. You know, I just
thing.
Read something, too, about longevity and things like that. And they said isolation is such a bad thing for a person's health.
It's smoking. They say that. It's akin to smoking.
Yeah. And, you know, I used to do, every Friday, I used to go and help out this great thing in Appleton. And we've had the Vossers on here where they do a free breakfast for veterans every Friday. And almost to a man, the guys I would sit and talk to, I was a barista. I'd make all their coffee and everything. And sitting and talk with them, and they were all, you know, their wives had died. And this was such a big event for them to come out and just have breakfast and talk with other people in a nice social setting. That was like really big.
Statistically, the women outlast the men. I mean, that's pretty cool. That's not cool, but I'm saying is that they really need something because a lot of times, you know, women, the husband dies first. But for those guys to be alone, yeah, they need that. They need that socialization. And that's,
but, you know, there's
that old
theory still, though, too. It's like, why do husbands die before their wives? And it came out because they want to.
I knew you were going to say that. That's not very nice.
I know.
But the even if you look at that lady that's 117, Todd, and they talk about, you know, how do you do it? And she does talk about socialization.
Yeah.
In her.
That's a legitimate thing.
Yeah. And then, did you got a quote on there? And she said, stay away from toxic people.
She did. Oh, goodness sake.
So she was never in radio.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm digging
so
that.
Here's that list. And Jim, you're right on living in extended families. So having your family real close to you is really important. Prioritizing social interactions. Eating low-fat diets with complex carbohydrates. Drinking water. Growing their own food.
See, that...
easygoing lifestyle.
You know, it's funny.
Growing your own food, there's two things for that. One is obviously it's good food. But secondly, there's something that you feel like you're contributing to, not the circle of life, but you know, you're doing something. And that, like my mom, when we bought her, I told you that it was, I don't think she was 90 and we bought her that raised flower bed. You know, it's only 4 feet, but she absolutely loves that.
I did the same. My mom was disabled from a stroke since she was 50 years old and she lived to 92. So I almost barely remember her not being, you know, disabled. And same thing. And I built her for her on the patio, the porch. Nobody called it a patio up in the UP. It's on a porch. And I built her a thing where she could sit and grew vegetables. That was such a huge thing for her.
Totally. They're out there
she
every day.
She would go out there every morning and sit there. And, you know, that was huge. Little things like that.
Yep.
And even it goes back to that one thing. And you know, here we are, you know, trying to give other people advice how to live their life. But
I'm not.
But that it goes back to that thing with that Major General who was a Navy SEAL. And the book was Make Your Bed, you know, about do something that's an accomplishment. And it fuels you kind of for the rest of the day. And they say that about the endorphins. The endorphin thing is really important for how the chemistry of your body reacts.
Yeah.
Have an accomplishment early on, and your body feeds off that.
Right.
I think it's that same thing what you said. And with my mom, too, like I said, I built her that, you know, that vegetable garden. You know, having something to achieve every day, I think, is important.
Go out there, pick some fruit or a bunch of flowers. She got into that. We can all, I guess, live a little bit longer. But with all that said, the average age for guys who were born in, you know, 58, 59, 60 like us is 74.
That's the age?
Yeah. That's how long we're going to be around.
All right. So how many years is that for you guys?
Seven.
Eight. That's really sad.
It makes me sad.
It does. Donna talks about it. She goes, Jim, that's sad. I'm like, It is.
Well, yes and no, though.
It's still scary. Feel
like for the people that I've promised to do things for and owe money to,
they'll be, off my, they'll be off my back.
You know what? Seven more years, I'm free.
I have some. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. A couple people are like, you know, I'm.
I would be fine with wait. Seven. If I can get seven more, I'm great. That's awesome.
No way. No,
really?
And I want another 37.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The way I've lived my life to get seven more, I stole something.
And when you think like, oh, my, no, that can't be. But if you read, like, you know, I get the paper in front of me. But if you look at the obituaries, that's true. There's
we got our 50-year class reunion coming up. And they got like a Facebook. That was, we had a class of, I don't know, 150 maybe, 150 kids. And I bet we've lost 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. You showed me that picture, and I do want to say, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to compliment you too much, but you do look younger than some of your classmates. Yeah.
Than some all of them.
That one girl looked like a lunch lady.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Looks 80 years old. Yeah. I know. Things are different in the UP.
She kind of let herself go.
The lifestyle up there is
it's not a little tougher, right?
It's not the healthiest. It's not, you're talking about Northern California?
Yeah.
Imagine the opposite of Northern California. And that's what they are up in the UP. What they eat and their,
The blue zone? That would be the black zone.
I mean, they eat bad.
But
stuff.
When you showed me that, I'm like, why did her mom go in that picture? But man. But and some of the other classmates too. But I don't know.
Yeah. But you realize though how much just where you grow up and then what you know, you just join in with the clan sort of thing.
Right. It's the lifestyle.
It's the lifestyle. Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
They're happy, so that's
got a nice text here. Green Bay Retired Men's Club, which is wonderful.
We spoke there one time.
265 retired men who meet to socialize and enjoy a guest speaker. Tuesdays, 50 Tuesdays.
So 50, take 2 weeks off.
Okay, 50 Tuesdays a year.
Wow.
$25 membership for a year, free coffee and donuts, a 40-year-old club in Green Bay. They are outstanding.
They are. It's a 20-year membership. Yeah. You said 25.
I told you when
that is a great organization. And I'll tell you what, that's right back to that social interaction. You talk
absolutely.
About your veterans that like to get together. These guys, their common thread is Green Bay.
It's, 100%.
That's why it's called Green Bay Men's Club. And they really get along. They have that, you and I have been there. I think we've both been there a lot. We've been there together once. It is. It's
but you
funny.
Know what? Every
it's,
time,
they tell,
I've
they
done
tell
it probably
us jokes that are
10
little,
times in all my years here, okay?
Yeah.
Once every few years.
Right.
It grows every year.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
it used to be in some little room, whatever, and...
Yeah, it's huge. It's at the library.
The whole auditorium.
Yeah, it's full, and the other guy comes up and tells jokes. And they're kind of, you know...
They're so bad, they're funny.
Right. He is funny.
Got a text here. I'm 74 now. Dang, Dave. I'm going to die. Nah, Dave, I think you're okay.
Yeah, you... But anyway, it's, you know, whatever. That 117 or 119, however old that lady was, young, God bless her.
That's
awesome.
Why I love that article in the paper yesterday in the Press Gazette about that couple. Was it 74 years of marriage?
Of marriage, yeah.
They're both in their 90s, and they both do their own things. Like the guy, she said, you know, he'll go out sometimes in his garden or his garage or whatever. I won't see him all day.
Right.
Or vineyard. I won't see him for the entire day.
Yeah.
Which is great.
My father-in-law was like that. He had his little office in his garage, and he'd just get up in the morning like he's going to work. He'd be there all day.
My dad could spend his entire day in the garden. Same thing. He had these big gardens, vegetable gardens.
Yeah.
Loved spading it and doing whatever. And I tried helping him. It's like, I'll do it.
Right.
It's like, your rows aren't straight. It's like, oh, here you go.
Great.
Thanks, Todd.
Oh, man. We got to live. We got to get going.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
Well,
Senior Citizens Day. Embrace it. Enjoy it.
Right. Get the discounts.
We've earned it. I did that the other day.
Did you? I would never.
At Perkins.
I would do that
with my granddaughter.
Never.
It's 55 or older. It was $9 versus 12.
No, I'd pay the 12.
I'm embracing it. Back after this.
Oh, man, look at my life. 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Minel from Minel and the Mayor.
Join us live on location Tuesday morning, August 27th from 6 to 9. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. Even the Packer Band will be there.
Can't make it in the morning? Swing by their open house from noon till 6. Enjoy snacks, sign up for prizes, and take a tour.
Love what you see? Well, then be the first to book the house for your green and gold bash before somebody else grabs it. That's Tuesday morning, August 27th, live from 6 to 9.
See you there.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Aaron.
We're talking about all of our close friends who are dying.
I just, we're just looking at the paper. Sure enough, this guy was 73.
So, anyway. National Senior Citizens Day,
right.
Spumoni Day, Poets Day.
Have you had Spumoni? Because it's Italian.
Oh, sure. Everybody's had Spumoni.
I don't think I have.
No,
have you, Jim?
It's kind of like a candy cane crushed up into ice cream. Like a green candy cane and put it in a blender with ice cream. Minty.
Isn't that a grasshopper?
Oh, yeah, almost like, yeah. Actually, tastes a lot like a grasshopper.
Is there vodka in there?
Only if you got to add it. You got to have a flask.
Is it Spumoni? Is that a drink or is it?
No, it's ice cream.
But if you ordered a Spumoni, would they put alcohol in it or not?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's just something you guys do.
It'd be like, I'd like sherbet.
Oh, it's like sherbet or like maybe that guy next door.
Yeah, it is. So, in fact, I looked it up. A molded gelato, which is what he has, with layers of different colors and flavors, usually containing candied fruits, nuts, or candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Spumoni. That's kind of a happy name. Spumoni.
Yeah. Hey, Spumoni. Joey Spumoni. Hey, it's my cousin, Joey Spumoni. He's from Jersey. What about it?
Not. And Tony.
Is that your sister? How you doing? Exactly. Poets Day. I always wanted to be kind of a poet. Well, that's Spumoni. The different
letters. I see. So what's that called? That's Napoleon, right?
Neapolitan. Napatone. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Yeah. You know, we got to get some of that.
I know we do.
Gelato. They have so many great looking flavors. It's incredible.
And they give you the little samples too.
Yeah.
So.
Man.
I'll line them up as a guest next week.
Please.
And maybe they'll bring some over.
Thank
you. All right.
And you know what would be awesome? When we have guests in, to give them like a little gift card, they get a free, gelato or something.
Yeah.
Got one here. Enjoy your day, Mr. Senior Citizen. Thanks, Tori.
Yeah. 7 years left? Okay. We're going to way past that.
But
that's
why
that Social Security, when it was started, that's why it kicks in at 62. Nobody, the average age back then was even less.
Oh, yeah.
And, now people are... Right, living a lot longer, hopefully, but that's why it's another thing that's going to bankrupt this country. Anyway.
But you know what? Everybody smoked back then, didn't they?
You know
they?
What? That's
like
true.
Everybody smoked.
That is a really good point. That's true.
There wasn't a lot of safety stuff. Think of cars, right?
No,
right. Big metal.
Seatbelt,
right.
Dashboards.
Yeah.
You get into an accident,
no
you're gone.
Yeah. Right.
Well, let's be honest. When we were kids, if you go for a family ride, you're standing up in the back seat overlooking the front seat.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. The roads were no good.
Yeah.
All these two-lane roads.
Remember Johnny Carson used to do that skit, the angry man or whatever? Herb Tarnuckle or something?
Oh, yeah, with the hunting cap on.
When I was a kid, we didn't have seatbelts. We go flying on the highway history. And you know what you did? You became a flaming corpse flying through the windshield. You know what? We liked it. We loved it. That's how we lived.
Dana Carvey did that on SNL.
Yeah. Oh, God.
In my day.
Yes. Oh, I loved that.
I wonder, that's interesting, if there were more, is it because of that? Are we living longer because of the government safeties, and the seatbelts and no smoking sections and all that? Or, but didn't we eat healthier back then? Isn't there a lot more processed food today than there was? There is more processed food.
I don't know.
That's interesting to see why.
That's actually a really good question, to be honest with you. Because we did, I will say this, we ate a lot of homegrown food. All summer, you never buy lettuce. So you grew the lettuce, you grew carrots, onions, radish,
Did you
everything
buy like half a cow? Did your dad do that for the family?
You know what?
We did.
I remember
we
my
did
uncle did.
Yeah,
my, and he gave that. Us. But we never had one of those big freezers like other people.
Oh,
and to
yeah.
this day, I'm a senior citizen, and I would still love to have a freezer.
Oh, chest freezer. They're
and
awesome.
I've never had one.
Open those things. It's like a
yeah.
coffin. You
yeah.
just open it up, and it's huge. There's so much stuff in there. Oh, yeah. We...
Well,
yeah.
that's why, because some bodies don't want to preserve. Right?
Yeah. They're big enough. You could fit yeah. a couple in the one that we
exactly.
had, but it's.
Hey, yeah, John, where's Jim?
Yeah. you know what we had? You know what we had for a.
He'd open that thing up
for a deep freeze.
For a basement thing, we had the old original, like, Norge refrigerator where it was like almost it was rounded on the top. And you open it, and the ice box wasn't it? It was like this big. Remember those?
A bread box,
a bread box,
right?
Yeah.
Did it have the door handle that actually
yes,
moved?
Yes, like, absolutely.
Ka-ching?
Yep, totally.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we had.
How many kids?
Seven.
I'm surprised your dad didn't have a chest freezer. Cause
I know.
Because those cows, and I think, I don't know, my dad owned a lumber business. I do think he traded some of that out.
Sure.
He never talked about that, but you know, all of a sudden, these people drop off his tons, and it was all wrapped and everything. It wasn't
yeah.
like, you know. And then he put it in that chest freezer, but he'd open up that chest freezer and the steam would, not the, steam.
We always wanted to have, I don't know why we'd never, I still to this day, I want to have a garage refrigerator. I still think guys that have a garage, I would love, because I, you know, when I used to have a big garage and do all kinds of woodworking in there, I would love to have had a fridge where you have a beer.
Sure.
And yeah. I've never had that. Someday I will.
We had a chest freezer, and
before
then it wasn't enough room, so they bought an upright freezer too. So we had both
well,
in the basement.
And
why? Yeah. Did you buy like a lot of meat?
They were hunters, right?
Okay.
And my mom canned yeah. and froze
yeah,
vegetables and all
canned.
That kind of stuff. Yep.
So but that was what we ate so much wild game. I mean, every Sunday was rabbit, partridge, fish, venison. Mm. We were always wild game people on like Sundays.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I just tried
that was
just,
not believable at
no,
all.
I was, no, I was that like, wasn't. Yeah. Wow.
Trying to, yeah, well, I just, we did not do that.
Cool.
We did not.
but you but have to think. That's healthy.
Yes.
Wild game.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah.
I mean, rabbit. We ate so much rabbit. We got a picture. I sent this to my brother a couple of weeks ago. We couldn't believe it. My dad and I'm not sure who the other guys are. And they had 30-some rabbits, dead rabbits.
Wow.
Yeah, in one day of hunting. And I even told my brother, I said, we didn't have a freezer. How did they, you know, whatever.
Right.
But wild game was the big thing up there.
We made Hasen Pfeffer, but we bought that. Maybe from the Minos. I don't know where we got it.
You know what's just surprising? Because there are a lot of rabbits in that Manitowoc area, in those farm fields.
Oh, yeah.
They're loaded with rabbits.
Oh, yeah. No, I just remember eating Hasen Pfeffer. I don't remember where we got the rabbits, but we had that. So maybe people gave them to us. I don't know. I don't remember that, but I like that. I like vinegar. I like that's German, and that was good. That's a great dish, right?
I didn't know that term until you told me, and then some people texted me the cartoon.
Oh, forever. Yeah. Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
Where's my Hasen Pfeffer?
See, I didn't know that. Did you soak it in wine, though? My family used to soak it in wine for a long time.
It maybe.
Okay.
My mom made it, but it was, I'm telling you, my mom was a good cook, but that was really, really good.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
We'd have rabbit and polenta, which was the greatest thing. Partridge and polenta. We had polenta every Sunday almost. Polenta or pasta every Sunday.
And what was the polenta again?
What'd polenta, you, it's
is that
cornmeal.
Oh, cornmeal, okay.
It's basically cornmeal.
Yeah.
And it's a real northern Italian thing. It's considered a real peasant food because they didn't have the money to buy like good stuff in the northern Italian. But it's delicious. The way you make it with mushroom and a white sauce,
right.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
I love it. Still my favorite meal.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I would have, if I on my deathbed, I would have, or death row or whatever, I would have polenta with a wild mushroom cream gravy.
Ooh,
and
sounds
partridge.
Good because I like grits.
So good.
So yeah,
that would be good.
It's basically a grit.
Yeah,
it's grits, but with corn, you know, just whatever. Yeah, but you would they would make. But here's the way they did it. So you'd stir it with the polenta stick for like half an hour. Okay, then you'd throw it out on a big board, and then you'd take a plate, and you'd pat it down so it was almost like a cake.
Mm-hmm.
But to cut it, you took thread. You couldn't even use a knife. You had to use thread, and that's how you would cut it into slices.
Really?
Yeah. Because it would fall apart if you tried to use a knife. You had to use thread.
Now, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, now, that is. I'm serious about that. That would be, yeah, okay.
I mean, that's real old school northern
which is
Italian.
Great about that. Yeah.
And they carry that heritage over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you're going to live past 74,
I told you,
John.
Though, before I was, like, old, they'd have sometimes birds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You did. Yeah.
Okay,
we won't get into that.
No.
Especially right. the state bird, which are delicious.
I can't believe that. Oh, man.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin's corn and soybean fields may be shaping up better than we initially thought. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And if you're finding yourself anticipating more bushels than maybe you've already sold, now is the time to try to get a strategy plan together. That's the advice of John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend.
So there's just some things producers just need to push the pencil on here and get prepared for this bush, this crop coming this fall. And then start asking those questions with the elevator or reach out to someone like me that we can look at some different ideas, how to kind of keep you in the game if in case you have to get those bushels moved without storage. With the carry in the market, storing this crop is probably going to be a negative idea because, again, when you get big crops, that carry has a tendency to continue to disappear. And obviously with interest rates where they are, the cost of storing that grain and then the possibility of losing that carry could be a real negative proposition.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. As we get started on a Wednesday morning, corn, soybeans, wheat, all holding firm. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Dairy's been holding on this week. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese actually gained a penny to 226 and a half. 40-pound block cheese, that stayed unchanged, but that's at 210. Double A butter on Tuesday went down a penny and a half, 317 a pound. This morning, the September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, up a penny, 22.51. October closed 23 cents stronger, 22.68 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn is up 2 at 399. November soybeans are up 4 at 980. The September wheat this morning up a penny at 534. There's your quick market update and a quick reminder. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. Although you're busy feeding cows and getting ready to start chopping silage, we'd love to keep you informed. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com and you'll see how you can sign up there. There's your market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Once again, today is National Senior Citizens Day. Shout out to all of our fellow senior citizens.
Yes.
Spumoni Day, Poets Day, birthdays, Brody Jenner, 41. I would not mind looking like Brody Jenner.
So, is that that?
It's actually, that, it's Bruce, it's, what's his name's son, but he was on, what show was that, The Hills, Todd?
Oh, man, I don't even
one
remember.
Of those, and, like, ladies were just,
yeah,
like,
I just looked
crazy
him up.
About him.
Jim, you would love to look like him, too.
Oh, my God. Whenever they say all men are created equal, then you look at guys like that, it's like.
And see. That's Bruce Jenner that,
yeah.
That,
yeah.
There he is, Jim. Yeah.
Where is it, Todd?
It's right up on your screen. You see it?
No, we see you.
Yeah.
No, well, not, okay. We see you. Oh, okay. We see wow. you. Okay. We see you.
Yeah, maybe 10 yeah. years ago.
Yeah. Jim McMahon, 65.
Yeah, poor
jerk.
Guy. What?
No.
He's got he's got like
okay.
like that what do you call it when you get your
CTE?
Brain hit? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw him in the airport, Minneapolis.
Off
sometime.
The air, I'll tell you some stories about that.
I told him I was from Green Bay and he was nice.
He was a jerk when he played. He was just a weird
Why,
guy.
No, I did not like him right at all. In the
and then you know what? So he gets a Super Bowl ring
right.
for standing on the sidelines with the Packers, and they go to the White House, and what does he do? He wears a Bears jersey.
Really?
During the Packers celebration. He all wears right. a Bears jersey.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never liked that we picked him up.
I didn't either.
I just thought it was weird.
He's a jerk. Huh. I hate Jim McMahon. Despise him. Despise him.
But he has got health issues, though.
I don't. We'll talk about that.
Oh, you really think he's just doing that for the money? Okay, don't. So John writes his stuff down. Okay, nobody can see this, John. It's not like we're on.
The stream?
Yeah, the stream. Nobody can see what you're doing. But okay, well, anyway, Jim, he's 65 years old. He's a senior citizen. Join the club. Yeah, really? You think he is? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kim Cattrall, 68.
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City. Oh, okay. And what was that movie? There's a big time. There's like a number one hit that came from Andrew McCarthy and her, where she was like a statue model.
Mannequin.
Mannequin. What was the song? It's a huge song in about 1984. It was like a number one hit, and the video was him riding a motorcycle.
Nothing's going to stop us
Now. Nothing's going to stop us now. And we can turn this world together.
I get it.
You and me together.
I know.
Nothing's
going to
sing
it. Stop I knew the
us
song.
Now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah. Still hot. I'll be honest with you. Hot.
At 83?
68.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the next lady. Okay,
no.
So you're Kim
68.
Cattrall. Yeah.
Still hot. But weird. Like, she didn't want anything
that's
to do
weird
with
to be
the
hot.
Other people from Sex and the City and the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jackie DeShannon. World needs now.
Really? All right, this is a oh, wow.
Is love? Sweet love.
1965.
65,
oh, man.
Wow.
Loved her music. Nothing.
Yeah.
Too little of
it. Yeah, we all know the words.
What's
to
the
this.
Word?
Okay.
Needs now.
Let's go on to the next thing.
I'm like the male Jackie DeShannon.
Oh, God, no.
Geez. No, I kind of am. Kinda like,
you're like
Poets Day and Musical Day. I'm kind of like, I could write. You know what I'd be like as a musician and whatever? What was the guy's name, Todd? McQueen? No. He was like
Steve.
Rod McEwen. Rod McEwen.
Who's that?
He was a poet musician. Look up Rod McEwen.
Got
I
it.
Would be,
yep.
if I wanted to pursue that avenue, and which I still might do, I've got 7 years left.
Yeah.
I might pursue that avenue. Rod McEwen.
He had a song called Gene. Is
Gene.
That right?
No, that was Oliver or Donovan. Gene.
If you go away.
Your lung. Maybe he wrote the songs. Yeah. But I would be like that, where it's like, I'm not like belting out a big harmony. It's just more of a poetic.
Right, like those trucker guys. They just
yeah.
they don't really sing. They just
yes,
kind of talk. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep,
yeah,
yep,
I can
yep,
see
yep.
you doing that. Well, you got 7 years.
Yep.
That's going to be six pretty soon. But,
so
okay,
this could
yeah.
be an exciting 7 years.
You got, yeah. Get
Jack
the list
Duchesne.
Out.
Yep. 1959, Hawaii became the 50th state. And I got this text here. My dad had a fridge in the garage with a quarter barrel of Old Style with a tap on the outside.
Oh, wow. You got.
As kids, we couldn't touch it.
Sure.
LOL, I am jealous of you.
Yeah, wow. first of all, those kids touched it. That guy was probably the most popular kid in the neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah. We also had a gentleman was born on this date in history. He was born on 1938 in Houston, Texas.
Kenny Rogers.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Coward of the County.
In a bar in
Toledo. Yeah, you're right. Across from the depot. Bar stool, she took off her ring. Everybody knows this song,
the
right?
Worst, yeah. The worst job on plastic surgery
ever. Ever.
I think he really regretted it.
Oh, everybody did. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He was, I mean, again.
Finally hit her. She said, I'm no quitter.
But I finally quit
living on dreams.
I'm hungry for laughter.
And here ever after.
I'm after whatever
the other life brings.
Okay, one more stanza.
One more stanza.
Okay.
Please. I saw him.
I closely
watched him.
I thought how he looked out of place.
He came to the woman, sat down beside her. He had a strange look on her face.
I thought this song was quicker than this. It was being so slow.
Jeez.
For a minute, I thought I was dead.
42, 43. I'm counting the seconds. 25, 26.
His big heart was breaking.
When do we go to break?
He turned to the woman and said,
here comes Jim.
Oh, my God.
He picked about time to leave me, Lucille.
John, dude, okay.
Four hungry children and the crops in the field.
Close.
I've had some bad times.
Actually, this is your
been
song.
Been through some sad times, but this time the hurting won't hit.
That is the first song in a year that you've sang on pitch.
Time to leave
now
me,
you're
Lucille.
There you go.
All right,
Kenny
Rogers. Okay, that's okay. So when you, all right, that might be a funeral song for you.
Yeah, it could be. But you know, I actually
we got 7 years.
What I had to get my eyes fixed one time. I had this weird thing. You know, I told you yesterday I was deformed when I was born.
Yes, because of the tongs.
Yeah, and I think because of that, I had this thing where my eyelids grew off to the side a little bit. I had to get a surgery on it a few years ago. Okay, this is a true story.
I don't believe. Okay, yes, oh my I bet God. It is. I'm sure. So you had surgery. You had cosmetic surgery,
and it was well, no, it wasn't cosmetic because insurance would pay for it if it was cosmetic. I was losing my peripheral vision.
Your insurance paid for this?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what you had done again. I don't believe
it. I don't know what's... It's my... Okay, right here. I'll just show you. This part was growing too much this way.
Really?
Yeah. So I was losing my peripheral vision.
Oh.
So they had to do surgery, and it wasn't... But I told him, I said, hey, would you just...
While you're doing this...
Yeah. What about nip and tuck in here?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The bags under my
these
eyes.
These little eyebrows.
I got the Italian curse, the dark bags under your eyes. And he said, well... We could. He said, I just, and the doctor said this. I don't want to do a Kenny Rogers audition.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, people know you like this, which is, and to do something like that would be pretty dramatic. No matter how good I do, people would be like, whoa, you've had work done type of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That I'll give that doctor some credit that
he
didn't
totally
want to
agree.
Risk the yeah
he could have taken the money right
yeah
but he legitimately called it the Teddy or Kenny Rogers syndrome.
Wow.
Yeah,
he probably just didn't want to get in trouble for crossing the medical to the
I know but
cosmetic.
You know, being on TV and doing whatever if I did something like that it would be so obvious it's crazy. What
I okay whatever.
What
it's like
you don't think so. He'd be like, all of a sudden, you come out and you're tone thin.
That would,
it's like, Jim, something happened? No, no. Do you have surgery? No.
Yeah. Like that guy, that Norbert's guy. Remember you wrote that book, Black Like Me? That, what was his name?
From St. Norbert?
Yeah, remember that Father Noel. Remember him?
No.
He's a guy that took all the injections and turned himself black.
What?
Yeah. He died a few years ago. Father Noel.
Oh, was this back in like the 70s?
Yes.
He was from St. Norbert?
Yeah.
I read that book in high school.
Yes, you did.
I had no idea he was from Green Bay.
Yeah, he taught at Norbert's. Father Noel.
Wow.
So he did all those injections, right? Turned black and went down to Chicago. Remember that?
I remember reading the book. Yeah. I had no idea he was from here.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a little drastic.
Pretty drastic. I could see me doing that, though.
I don't know if you could get away. He had that kind of look anyway. Like, he didn't do anything cosmetic. It was just skin color. That's all right. He did. But he had kind of like,
So weird, though. Isn't it?
That's, well, it was a cool story.
Remember the Eddie Murphy skit? Was it Eddie Murphy in Saturday Night Live where he became a white man?
Yeah.
And it's like, so. I'd like to buy this paper. Just take it. What do you mean? It's okay, man. We're all, just take, you don't have to pay. White people don't pay for things with other white people. That was a great skit. Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't know he was a priest from St. Norbert. Wow.
Don. That was his name. Black Like Me. Everybody read that book.
Everybody, yeah. We had to read it.
Yes.
Wow.
So, I don't know what the... I mean, it was what you would expect, right? It wasn't treated as well as when he was white. I mean, wasn't that like the... Gist? Yeah. I don't even remember the book, quite honestly. I remember the cover.
I'd like to reread it.
So, was he doing it to make a point?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a social experiment.
Yeah, but he was an artist. He taught art. At least when I was there.
How do you teach art?
I know.
Do you know what I mean? How do you teach
especially
art?
To somebody like me.
I can't draw, so it's like, are you all of a sudden going to make me, where I can
draw? Did you take those classes?
I did, and I was terrible.
No, but they'll show you a picture, and you look at it, crap. And they just, that's like, all the meaning BS. Behind it, how they're, like, presenting this, and there's so much into that, and it's like, really, is that what the artist has in mind?
Is it really that deep? Really? Really?
Right. I mean, sometimes people paint the picture, and then somebody interprets it totally different, and they're like, I didn't think that at all.
Because the artists I've met that used to do that, because when I was in art class, I remember one time we had a local artist come in. It was the whole abstract thing.
Right.
And literally, it looked like you take paint and throw it against the wall and whatever. But the meaning of this is the existential value of life and the human. And it's like, really?
I've gone to some of those seminars. If
I'm hanging that in my house, do I want people to try to analyze my picture?
They'll do it for you.
Yeah.
There's a guy, though, at St. Norbert who is awesome. Actually, he's in my wedding. Father Seamus. He's the art. I think he's
Father Seamus?
Yeah. I think he's the head of that department now.
I know Father Seamus. Oh, yeah. I met him.
And he... There's a guy that interprets art, like, unbelievable. But he's super smart. But boy, listen to him lecture. It's
but what
like,
I'm
wow.
saying is this: what
is
I'm
it him
is
or
this.
Is it the artist?
That's what I'm saying.
I asked him
is
that.
Is it how somebody looks at something and they interpret it, and is that on the exact same wavelength as that person that painted it?
He is his interpretation, and I get into the details, but he's so smart; it makes a lot of sense. I'm just wondering, and I believe what he says is what he believes, right? But did the artist have that same
That's
intent?
Exactly what I
but
mean.
I don't know, but
so
he's
somehow you're
super...
on the exact same wavelength as that guy that painted that.
However,
and threw
I will
paint
say,
against the wall.
Seamus is super talented, and he does paint very deep messages.
I respect that. I admire that.
That's him doing both. Whereas that interpretation. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not good at art. I can't draw a stick man. So, but he is so. But anyway, he's another Norbertine. Norbertine does bring some pretty good talent in.
Oh, no question.
I mean, those guys are like some of the cream of the crop. But anyway, Father Noel was there. And then, Seamus is in the art department as well. So anyway.
But I think we're on the same wavelength here, where it's like, I'm not sure some of these artists who have this wonderful talent for creating beautiful things or whatever you want to call it, I don't think they sit down and say, I need to express... my feelings of the inhumanity of man towards the aborigines you know what I mean?
That, or if you would just, like, paint a dog, and they would say, notice how the paw is facing east, because he was, honoring, the Muslim culture. It's like, I don't know
really?
That.
I'll be darned.
Talk to the guy. Oh, he's dead.
And, you know what it's kind of like is, remember in Goodfellas, where Joe Pesci's mom has that painting of the dog in the boat with the old guy, and it's... Hey, do you like my, Jimmy, do you like my new picture? Yeah, Ma, that looks good. You know what? You got the paw looking that way, and then the dog's looking. Yeah, that explains it, how the dog is looking one way, and the guy, yeah, that's good, Ma. by the way, we got to borrow a butcher knife. Why? We hit a deer. Where we had Billy Bats in the trunk, and they're going to kill him. Because remember Billy Bats, like, hey, get your shine box. Remember that? And say, we got him in his paw's caught. We gotta put him out of his misery. It's a sin, Ma. You can't let animals suffer. Don't you remember that?
I don't either.
Todd, can you find
thank
that?
God.
I'll look for it.
Oh, man. Please.
Oh, my God. How could you? Please tell me you saw Goodfellas, Todd.
I saw it, but I don't, for whatever reason, I don't remember that.
Please tell me you saw Goodfellas. quick
we're
poll.
We're going to break.
90% of our listeners have watched Goodfellas.
No way.
Quick poll. Please text us. Please. Please help me out on this. Quick break. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Just for you, and you tell her you don't have the time. So you move away fast, but you know it won't last, because you can't get her off of your mind. Thoughts are burning, turning around.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on Kenny Rogers' birthday. You know, when I made my confirmation.
Yes.
In the eighth grade.
What was your name?
Austin. Named after Austin Carr. Great basketball player at Notre Dame.
What's his name about?
What's that? You pick a no, you can't pick
well, you had to
Austin.
Have a
no, you got
to
pick it after.
It was Austin.
Don't you have to pick a saint?
Because you had to report it. There's a Saint Austin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was going to be
but you weren't really naming it after the Saints. You were naming it after the basketball player.
Yes.
And you wrote that in your letter to the bishop?
No. It was going to be Archie. After Archie Manning, Peyton Manning's dad. That was my ultimate hero. Him and Joe Namath, but Joe was too easy. Archie Manning was going to be my name, and they said, no, I think it might have been a St. Archibald, but that they threw that one. So I took Austin after Austin Carr.
I've never heard of this
Austin
before.
Austin Carr was number one draft pick of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You get baptized when you're born.
Yep.
And then you get confirmed, and you're kind of taking those same things, but as an adult, you're saying, yeah, I do. I believe
and
in this.
And they give you a test that is ridiculous. Well, they give you all these potential questions where the bishop could call on you in church in front of your parents and your whole family.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have to stand up and answer these questions.
Yeah.
You were scared bleepless to get called because nobody studied. Nobody did.
And they do write. Yeah, and part of that is.
And you wouldn't get confirmed. You'd be like kicked out. It's in your entire family. This is confirmation. And if you got it wrong, am I wrong on this, Jim? Where you would be completely humiliated. You'd have to leave and you would not be confirmed.
Oh, that makes me want to join the church.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We knew the end. We studied. You also have to write a letter to the bishop telling him why you want to be confirmed, why you're making this decision. But you as an adult, eighth grade, high school?
Eighth grade.
We were in high school when we did that. Sophomores or juniors. But anyway, yes. And so you pick a confirmation name, and then it should be a saint's name, and why did you pick this and that? Cecilia, oh, I love music, and da-da-da. Anyway, and then you get a confirmation sponsor.
Yes.
Who puts their hand on your shoulder.
Yes.
And kind of like says, look, this guy's the real deal. Who was that?
My brother.
Okay, I used
one of my brothers.
Okay. I used a Christian brother, my band teacher.
Okay.
Brother Andrew.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, that's.
And I've been a sponsor for people too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I've been a couple sponsors.
Yeah.
And that, anyway, that's, I don't know.
But that was a scary time.
Oh, you didn't like the
when
questions.
That bishop's walking around.
He does.
And you pick somebody at random and ask a question.
Kick them out.
That's what they said.
Catholic
school in those days was
more by fear.
Hard. It was ruled by fear more than
faith.
Faith. Yeah. You're right.
I don't disagree with that.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, it worked. But I think they could have done better. But it we're all here, right?
I'm not sure it worked all that well.
So I have to tell you, Lutheran confirmation was a little different.
Okay.
Like you had to know all the books of the Bible, and there was a test and stuff, but it's pretty laid back.
Okay.
And then when you finally were confirmed, the pastor would actually say something about you from scripture that he felt matched your personality.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So it was a little different.
That's
right?
very cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, no, we were. They wouldn't elevate us to be something like we were sinners.
We were sinners and had to prove ourselves that we weren't versus.
See, those Luthers,
the
they say, look, hey, you know, you kind of remind me of Saint, you know, whatever, Joseph.
But you know what? I can't Saint even James. Imagine like my three Saint sisters Peter. And three brothers. You know, I got six people. I can't imagine them back in the day like dating somebody that was Lutheran or Methodist or whatever. It's they're not Catholic. Yeah. Ooh, I mean, that was crazy back in those days.
Yeah.
It really was.
I was out of the room briefly. Jim, did you give your name?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Yeah, and my confirmation sponsor was my band teacher, Brother Andrew.
Oh,
he was awesome. Cool. I liked him a lot. I mean, he was like, we talk about when we interview people, especially on Fridays with our music, and we say, look, who was
it? Mentor. Many
people pick a band teacher, like Kevin, Van Ness.
Yeah,
people
absolutely. Like, oh, yeah.
But
no
there's
question.
People that, yeah, he was.
Dennis from the glam band,
right.
Same thing.
So, yeah, he... Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway, he was a great guy. He died, but anyway, great guy. Helped him.
I said about Goodfellas, one of the greatest movies ever made. Have you seen it? Got this text. Yes, I've seen it 15 times.
But that only counts for one.
Mm-hmm. Another one. Sorry, Mino, I've never saw it. Another one. Negative. No on okay. Goodfellas.
So 3-1.
And another text. No to Goodfellas.
3-1.
Wow.
That's not 90%, John.
How about my
that's
people
25%.
All of a sudden chiming in? What are you doing? You actually working? Come on. You can't text?
20.
Come on. Yeah.
75% have not seen it.
All right. We got a great show. We got Heidi. Talk a little bit about Heidi coming up.
I love this stuff.
I do too.
So we had her on a little while ago with her program. She's going to come in this morning. She actually brought you guys some eggs from her chickens.
Oh, brown eggs or white eggs?
I think they're brown. I just kind of looked through the little thing.
I'm not even joking about this, people. I'm not joking about this. I have defied science. I have lost 8 pounds in a week.
Hey, nice work.
That is defined science. I'll give you that.
233 to 225.
Nice job.
That's
Thank
good,
you.
John.
Thank
well,
you.
I'm a little jealous.
Yes.
Thank you. I eat eggs and spam. Eggs and spam. Egg spam and mushrooms. It's so delicious. You take a slice of spam. You take an egg. And you take some mushrooms and some cheddar cheese.
Keeps adding to it, right? Eggs. That's all I mean. Eggs. Eggs and spam.
No, but let me tell you something.
Eggs, spams, and mushrooms.
I bought this cheddar
eggs,
cheese.
Eggs, spams, mushrooms, and cheese.
Cheddar cheese right next door to us. It's Gray's cheese.
Oh, that's great cheese.
And it's like cherry cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
I haven't had that, but that's.
You just put those together, put them in the microwave. Pull them out, put a little bit of mayonnaise on. I use olive mayonnaise.
mayonnaise. Okay, ma'am. All right. And then.
It's so delicious.
And you got to wash it down with.
Vodka.
Okay.
It's so good. It's
I can't
unbelievable.
Believe you lost 8 pounds.
And I've lost 8 pounds. I'll get on the scale
that
right now.
That does defy science.
I
can't believe. I've studied diets forever, right? And it's just been a life, you know, with challenge is the word. I've never, ever seen spam on this is something that you go to.
But this is spam light.
I just think that's. Okay, I just can't believe that. But whatever.
It's true.
It's working. That's all I care about. I mean, it's working for you, and I think...
Because there's no carbs. So basically, it's like saying there's no sugar.
How about mayo? I don't think that's good for you.
Olive mayonnaise, zero carbs. Very healthy.
Really?
Olive oil mayonnaise. That's what I eat. Whenever I'm hungry, I slice a piece of spam, put cheddar cheese. If I don't have the mushrooms ready to go, I'll just go with that. And it's a little bit of mayo when you come out of the... 30 seconds in the microwave.
And where are the eggs again?
Well, when I do the eggs, I've got an omelet maker.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I do one side with the eggs and the mushrooms and the cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other side with the spam. And then I put them together. You got one on each side. Put them together and kind of mix them up. It's fantastic. I might open a restaurant just for this.
If you can eat that and lose 8 pounds.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about that doesn't add up. But
got
okay.
a text here that says, weigh yourself tomorrow, John, after night at the farmer's market tonight.
Cheese curds.
I know.
But it's a good cause.
Absolutely. Feeding our starving children. I will eat to feed the starving children.
Got to go off my diet.
Oh, so I was just saying. I didn't. Oh, okay. We got to send a break.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we continue our coverage live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Trigvi Olsen, the Lincoln Project, is here, along with Bill McCutcheon. We'll break it on down for you. Join us.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.